But in all of you, something is arising that is a relatively new thing. At least the fact that it's arising on a wider scale now is a relatively new thing on the planet, and that is a state of consciousness that we could call presence. And to deepen that, that's why we're here. To deepen the ability to be fully present with what is. The ability to respond to life, which is now, always now, out of that state of presence, not out of conditioned mind stuff, conditioning of the mind. Sometimes I use strange expressions like you grow in presence, presence grows in you, presence arises more fully. Excuse me, says a mind somewhere, you haven't defined presence yet, which I don't understand what you mean. In the course of the retreat, you may get a few definitions, a few pointers, never enough to satisfy the mind, of course. Especially as regards presence, because through thought you cannot possibly grasp what presence is. Because thought is always grasping at concepts. And then, oh, I've got it now. I've defined it. There it is. Given it form. But presence is vast. It has no form. Each thought is a thought form. It's born and then it goes, or it sticks around for a while. Or it takes over for a while. So every thought is a little entity, a little being, temporary energetic entity. So I'm not right now defining presence because it is unnecessary. As you sit here, presence deepens because presence is, to a large extent, the unspoken dimension of this gathering. If you're here thinking that the words that are being spoken are the central point of our retreat, that would be an error. It's not the case. The words are secondary. What else is there? And you may notice the mind is always waiting for the next word. Or it's busy thinking about the last one. Is it possible to be here without thinking about the last word and without waiting for the next one? And without going to sleep. Because that's one way of not thinking about the last and not waiting for the next. But that's not the way here. You can do that at home. You can fall below thinking at home easily. A couple of drinks, TV. You're drifting towards unconsciousness gradually. And it may feel a little better than the torture of your mind. There too there is some relief from the daily torture of the mind, yes? But that's not the way we are going. It's not the way back to the animal realm, the nature realm, the mineral realm. You can go all the way back. And it's wonderful for the animal realm in itself. It has a perfection that the human realm does not have. Even the mineral has a perfection that the human does not have, because humans are transitional beings. They are neither one nor the other. So we are not here in an attempt to fall below thinking, but to rise above thinking, so to speak. We are not becoming less awake, less alert, less alive, but more alert, more awake, more intensely alive. So here you have the level of thinking. It's been the human dimension for thousands and thousands of years. Below it you have the dimension of no thought, instinctive no thought, natural no thought. And above it you have the dimension of presence. You have transcended thought. How? By not thinking about the last word, and not waiting for the next one, and not even trying to work out what I've just said. Not making presence into some new thought form. Can one live like that in a state of relaxed alertness, which is presence? Not the state of alertness that comes from mind and ego, which is not real alertness, which is really a state of fearful tension. No. It's open, not closed, completely open. And you're able to look, to hear, to feel, to touch. Sense perceptions. Against a background of stillness, which is another aspect of presence. Alert stillness. Sense perceptions happen here. And when you're not thinking about the last moment or looking to the next one, then after you've heard a sentence, a string of words, there's simply spacious stillness. Just as in the speaker, this form sitting on a chair, there's the stillness between the words. I don't know what the next word is going to be. How could I know? And there's no need to know. You may have noticed already, we don't have an agenda here, a big folder which tells you what we're going to do, because we're going to get through these 20 points. In other words, there seems to be a lack of structure. that is true. There is a lack of mind-made structure. And yet, a different kind of structure is growing organically out of the present moment, and it knows where it's going.